Please turn in your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And as you're turning there, I want you to imagine with me this morning that you are trapped in a box. It's a small room, much like a prison cell. You've been trapped in this room your whole life. There's no way in and no way out. And this room is the only thing you've ever known. You've spent your whole existence here. It is everything to you, and you're content. You love the room. And even though you know there is something outside of the room, you're not interested in the world beyond. You're content to only dwell on and in your cell, the little box you know and love. My friends, this is but a small picture of the plight that is natural man. It is a mural of the biggest problem facing natural man, that natural man cannot know God. In fact, there's only one who can know God, and that is God himself. Only God can know God. Only God can know God. And to further illustrate the fact that only God can know God, I want you to recognize this morning that there are only two kinds of people in this world, just two. The first is the natural man I just described. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, who this natural person is. Look with me in verse 14. Paul says, "But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. And he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised." The word natural that Paul uses here describes something that merely breathes, something that lives by and obeys its natural instincts, something that is a product of this world. And Paul tells us two things about this natural person here. First, the natural person does not accept something. Paul tells us that the natural person does not accept the things of God. Why? Why does the natural person reject the things of God? Well, Paul says it right there. It's because the things of God are foolishness to him. It's a seemingly sensible move by the natural person, isn't it? When was the last time you accepted something that was utterly foolish to you? Our natural inclination is to reject things that are silly and irrational to us. And that's what the natural man does with the things of the Spirit of God. The spiritual person does not accept spiritual things. Secondly, the natural man is unable to understand. Paul says the natural man cannot understand the things of God. Why is this? Well, because they are spiritually appraised. It's simple. Something that is not spiritual cannot understand things that are. Man's two greatest human resources, his observation and his reason, are equally useless in discovering divine truth. They will always, in fact, eventually turn men against divine truth. Ultimately, they lead men to crucify the Messiah. And that's exactly what is so foolish to the natural man, the crucified Messiah. Do you see the contradiction there? Crucified Messiah. Crucifixion was the worst form of punishment imaginable, reserved for the worst criminals. You couldn't get any lower than crucifixion, but the Messiah. This was a name synonymous with glory, power, splendor, and triumph. Now you put those two words together, and what do you get? You get a scandal, and you get folly. You get foolishness that is easily and naturally rejected by this world. People are revealed for who they are by their response to the cross. Natural man responds to the cross by calling it foolishness. So that's person one. And there's a second person I want to introduce to you this morning, the spiritual person. Paul describes this person in verse 15. He says, "But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is to be appraised by no one." So we see here that while the natural man is limited to understanding the things of this world, the spiritual man can appraise or understand all things both the things of this world and spiritual things. Furthermore, Paul says, because this person is spiritual, because this person is given the Spirit and has been enlightened by the Spirit, he cannot be judged by the natural man. Once again, Paul makes his readers know, anything that is spiritual, even the spiritual person, cannot be understood by natural man. So why then is the spiritual one able to understand what the natural cannot? Well, it's because the spiritual person has the Spirit. The Spirit, who Paul says, searches all things, even the depths of God. That's the difference between the spiritual and the natural. So how then did the spiritual person get the Spirit? The spiritual person only has the Spirit because of what was so foolish to the natural man, the crucified Messiah. Christian, you have the Spirit today only because of Jesus Christ crucified. You are called spiritual only because God sent his Son, the Messiah, God in flesh, to walk among sinners, to subject himself to death on a cross, to become the perfect, spotless sacrifice, to become your sin, to be separated from his Father, to be killed and raised again 3 days later. In John chapter 16, Jesus tells his followers, "But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Jesus' death and resurrection was the only way for the Spirit to be sent to you. And the Spirit is the only way God chose to reveal the mystery of his Son to you. Now, there are only two kinds of people in this room. Remember that little prison cell, that little box that I mentioned earlier? If you are here and you are still trapped in that little box, if you are here and you identify with that natural man, if you think Jesus Christ crucified is foolishness, if you don't understand the things of God or are trying to understand by your own power, by your own natural means, I would urge you and plead with you this morning to repent and turn from your sin. Ask God to remove you from that constricting prison cell that is your natural self. Repent now. But if you are unwilling to repent, if you wish this morning to stay in your natural state, this time of communion, this time of remembering the crucified Messiah, is not for you. But please do not leave today without speaking to someone. Speak to the person who brought you or to myself or any one of the elders. Please repent. Turn from your natural way. Believers, you who identify with the spiritual person described by Paul, during this time of communion, remember that only God can know God. Remember that you were once that natural person, but because God alone chose to give you his Spirit, you can now understand the things of the Spirit of God. Remember the price that Jesus paid so you could have the Spirit, and rejoice in that. Lastly, if you claim to be a follower of Christ but are in known unrepentant sin, I would urge you to think upon these same things and repent today. Repent now and join your fellow believers in the remembrance of the one who gave up his life to free you from that very sin that constricts you now. Examine your hearts before God and remember your crucified Savior. As the men come forward, please take communion on your own this morning.